Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4710.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
First that comes to mind is my father. He was a... Well, he grew up in the country, and so I got to see a lot of this old world mentality since he had me so late in his life. I got to be raised more like a grandson, so I got a lot of spoiling, but also at the same time a lot of hard love. He taught me how to work like his father taught him how to work, and that kind of helped me have a type of work ethic that employers really liked and helped me establish myself and my character within these companies, and they usually promote me or put me in charge of people because of how I can see the greater picture and the purpose of, I guess, what we're trying to do. And that has been a great influence and also an inspiration.
What do you aspire to be?
When I was young, I had a fear of not being remembered, just kind of how individuals just grow up and their lives are kind of meaningless if they don't really do anything. So I toiled at this question to try to figure out how I can, I don't know, make a living, satisfy my needs, and also live beyond my own life. I thought about being an architect and building buildings, and thought about writing, and those are all still my interests. It's one of the reasons why I play with a lot of types of industrial art and take furniture and remodel it. But really what I want to be and what I am is an entrepreneur. Because I like building entire systems or seeing how businesses work, finding a function and satisfying that need that individuals have. And I see the world around me, I guess, these days. And I'm not really that impressed by the selections that we have, where technology is evolving into, so where it's making it more of a handicap rather than helping us really process more and get more done. It's more of a distraction. And so I would like to build businesses that help people grow their own food and also green people's houses.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
My mother always told me I had a really kind heart, and that's one of the things that carried me through to my adult life, I guess. Always at probably a detriment, having too much sympathy for others and their situation, being able to identify with them, and sometimes getting myself hurt because of it, choosing the wrong friends. And so I feel as though that grows into my character, but I would also say that I'm trustworthy and steadfast and want to be dependable and always keep my word, because that was something that, to circle back to my greatest influence, my father, and that type of mentality of that's your word is all you have, kind of.
What types of things make you happy?
Seems like simple things. The weather, when it's nice. Children laughing. You know, that's... Because it takes me away from, I guess, the complex areas of my life or the world around me.
What types of things make you sad?
The complex things in the world around me. Things that I can't really help. I see a lot of sadness. I don't know, and socioeconomical situations across town. It's like some people don't have the situation or the ability to get out of their position in life. I don't know. They're pretty much stuck, and that kind of makes me sad because it's many people like this not able to move kind of prevents the overall growth and the overall transition of moving forward in society, kind of.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Let's see. We have a choice in reality to give our to fill ourselves with and our time with all these small things, whether it be work, school, going to the movies, and there's a lot of, I guess, normal distractions, normal ways to fill up one's life. And I guess I've chosen my very, very carefully because then I get to enter into different environments, meet different walks of people, and experience different cultures. One of the things I like to do is play pétanque, which is a obscure French game, kind of like bocce. And the other people who play that are also obscure and odd, so it's an interesting mix. Man, I guess that's an example. It's a hard question.
Very hard question. Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I seem to have a unique spatial awareness, or my spatial intelligence was really keen when I was young, so I was always building things and deconstructing stuff, which led me to my first choice in wanting to be an architect, also because my father was one. But I guess that has been a key identifier because when I was bored in my room in college, I decided to start building lofts and then built them for my friends and then started moving into furniture and different types. So it seems as though there's been a almost a deliberate evolution of, well, since I've been able to do this, I can grow and do this, and I could try my hand at this. And because there were just small steps of something that I've already have done before.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
To keep their word, if even if it's at their detriment. A lot of people make promises, and sometimes it gets really hard, and then they don't have the ability to keep them. I've always tried to keep my word, even, well, especially when it's to my detriment, because then I could complain about it and say, yeah, I'm even doing this, and it's hurting me, but I'm gonna continue. And then it, I don't know, but life is life, and it kind of evens out anyway. Let's see, any other admirable qualities? I guess when people go out of their way to make sure that others are okay, it's also very admirable.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, it's the same as the ones that my father did to me. Not a greater work ethic, but a stronger one, where I keep moving until the job is complete, and I make sure everything's okay, and go beyond the call of what's necessary to make sure. I don't know, feel like bartending or one of my projects that everything is. I can't do anything more with it.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I've had a few good gifts. There was a girlfriend that gave me a camera, which was unexpected. But my sister, she bought me a ukulele. And I came home one day, like 3 months prior. I was talking about getting to play somebody else's because I've been teaching myself how to play the guitar for the past few years, and I thought it was so fun. So a small comment, and I got a ukulele, which was the funnest little thing.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
For 12 years, I did taekwondo. Became a second degree black belt. Had a lot of I was put into. Can I talk about my hair color? When I was in elementary school, I grew up in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood, and so I used to get picked on for being a redhead. And I had a obsession with the Ninja Turtles. I was about 5, and then I was so I was put into Taekwondo, and I went to a lot of tournaments over the years, and then started once I got my black belt when I was 13, I started teaching other students within the classroom, and helped out and became one of the strong members within the, I guess, martial arts community there in our town.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
I really like John Galt from Atlas Shrugged, which is Ayn Rand's one of Ayn Rand's novels. Those books are usually pretty hard to get through. I haven't been reading fiction too much in my adulthood. I always feel as though I could be filling my mind with something more concrete that I could utilize as a tool to achieve some other goal.
What is your favorite word and why?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's a toss-up. It's either entropy or synergy. Entropy is the randomness caused by things just existing. I mean, that's a really crude definition. But synergy is when the energy of two things kind of combine together to also achieve some other goal. And synergy was coined by Buckminster Fuller. He was a designer and a revolutionary kind of builder back in the 50s and 60s.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, furniture making and designing stuff are the only ones that have been very prevalent recently.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, at different times in my life. There, my jaw used to be a little bit more slack sometimes. So I looked like Matt Damon, when I was 17. A young Matt Damon. That has gotten kind of chubby. And then I guess the only other person would be the new 007. I don't know what his name is.
Daniel Craig?
Maybe, I don't know. It's when my hair is really short. It seems like it makes my features more chiseled or something.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or a piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I guess there's a theory that's challenged me. One of the things I wanted to do is personally is to try to understand, I guess, what it all is supposed to mean, what it's supposed to, how everything fits together. And I guess I theorize on some levels that, I mean, for everything to exist, it has to have come from somewhere and evolved out of something or the process of some system. And Ken Wilber did a pretty good job, but I don't necessarily agree on a lot of the things he did. He has a grand theory of everything, saying that there's, if you think about an individual and their interaction with society, since we're not separated from our environment, that there's the inner psychological, like the external psychological, this is, and then there's how society reacts towards the individual and how they, I guess, the individual reacts back and forth. But this kind of spiritual essence, because he says that science and science and spirituality are not mutually exclusive.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
One of the things that I've wanted to do was take a trip on my motorcycle all the way up the East Coast, but more so on Blue Mountain Ridge, which actually follows the Appalachian Trail, Appalachian Mountains. And then for the West Coast, I wanted to ride my bike.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I drove around for 6 months without a helmet on a motorcycle. I guess when I was young and I had a lot of energy trying to show off for my other 15 and 16 year old friends, I would climb up light poles and then hang off of them for a little bit and slide down.
What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
One of the things that was really funny, I guess, I would get misidentified from behind since I had really long hair. I'd be sitting with a friend eating, and then a waitress would come, how are we doing, ladies, today? And then her embarrassment when she found out that I was a man, and then overly apologetic, and I would just blush, I guess, and then I would be made fun of by whoever I was with.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I really enjoyed, did you ever watch Heroes, the TV show? I really liked Hiro Nakamura's power to traverse time and space, kind of.
You are majoring in entrepreneurship. When did you first become interested in this field?
Oh, all right. I guess at an early age, I became interested at it. That's what my parents told me. I guess I used to remember when I was in first grade, I would sit out on my porch and try to sell my pictures that I drew. Change just anybody who walked by, but they say location is everything, and the middle of the neighborhood is not the best place to sell children's drawings. But I think some people really enjoyed the effort and gave me a few pennies or so.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel?
I think there would be more work and travel. I'd like to, I don't know if I have the opportunity, but maybe in 10 years, actually get an architect to sign off on a house that I design and build. And I think that would be fun. Yeah.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I'd like to have someone who can challenge me, I guess, and then also, I guess, along with them being creative and artistic, if there's not a good conversation or rapport, then it doesn't last too long. And I'd hope that my conversational tactics or the way that I talk doesn't overpower them and make them not want to share their thoughts because they're afraid of mine, or they just like to believe what they believe rather than having to defend it.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think I don't really like going out to fancy dinners. I like figuring out how to cook it and make it myself. And so one of the things that I've always gotten a good response is trying to make their favorite dishes or something along the lines, and planning, I guess, a calm, quiet night or something around that.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I was looking for more stuff to do, more avenues of income, and then also it
I never really thought of it as actually helping others. That there are individuals who are in a situation where they can't reproduce. And so it would be lending my assistance and helping someone's desires or dreams come true.
This concludes donor audio interview 4710.